This is the Preparedness Radio Network, preparing you for natural and man-made disasters, helpful tips on gardening and homesteading. Be prepared. And remember, preparedness saves lives. This is the Preparedness Radio Network.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
I'm Dr. Prepper, and I'm here today to tell you about the Wonder Mill. Their patented grain mills create the most luxurious and quality flours from any hard grains or beans. They contract with the world's best-suited factories to manufacture the Wonder Mill to the highest specifications in the industry that they plan and design right up there in Pocatello, Idaho. They're the only American company with both electric and hand-operated models. I like them so much, I bought both, and you should too. I use the electric model for the finest flour, and I use the hand-operated model for making my grits and creamy wheat for breakfast. And I can have it fresh every day with the Wonder Mill's lifetime warranty and the fact that these are simply the world's fastest, quietest, cleanest operating grain mills. It's no wonder that most preparedness and kitchen professionals prefer the Wonder Mill over all the other grain mills on the market. I love both mine. I know you'll love yours, too. Go to thewondermill.com. That's thewondermill.com and Wonder Mill Grain Grinders. Get yours today. Tell them the Dr. Prepper sent you, will you?
BHM Radio is on the air on the Preparedness Radio Network. BHM Radio is the official show for Backwoods Home Magazine, expanding the stories you love in print live across the net. And now, your hosts for BHM Radio, Colorado Ron and Bubba Da Vinci.
Hello, hello. Thank you for coming and joining us this evening with Backwoods Home Radio. I'm your host, Colorado Ron, and I've got Bubba Da Vinci here with me. And we're going to be talking about, obviously, Backwoods Home Magazine. We love this magazine. We have just about, Bubba, don't we have just about every episode of this thing?
Both of us have been collecting the magazine for quite a while. As a matter of fact, Backwoods Home Magazine was the first reference I actually had for getting into the lifestyle. I saw it on the shelf at a Barnes & Noble bookstore, picked it up and started reading it, and actually fell in love with the articles and have had a relationship with it ever since.
That is so funny. I did too. My very first step into this lifestyle was the same thing. I was in, I believe it was a Barnes & Noble, grabbed the magazine, and the reason it interested me was on rabbits, and I wanted to go rabbit hunting, and I specifically remember that article, and that totally sucked me in. I love the magazine. So tonight we are actually going to be talking with a couple of their contributors to their magazine, and I was very excited when they sent us these two people. We've had Jackie Clay.
Ask Jackie. Actually does the articles Ask Jackie in the magazine every month.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? I got my wife her cookbook for Christmas, and I also got her the Growing and Canning Your Own Food, a couple of the books that Jackie Clay provided. And these recipes are outstanding.
You know, just a few minutes ago in stating that although I always read, I find it fascinating when I look at her her column, some of the questions that are asked, and I have to find out from her when we finally get her on air, does she actually have just that knowledge base all the time, or does she have to look some of this stuff up herself? Because I look at these things and say, where do you get that information at? It's just incredible that she's able to ask these questions.
It's amazing. I'm really excited to talk with Jackie. And then we, of course, one of the other articles that is always the cover in the magazine is a very the guy that writes this. His name is Massad Ayoub, and he does all their firearms type articles that I've seen. And I tell you what, this guy is dead on everything that I've read so far. So I'm really excited to talk with him. And get to know him as well. So we're pretty excited about this. I'd like to start and see if we can get Jackie Clay on, and let's just get this ball rolling because we got so much to talk about. And we've only got an hour, so we might as well get this thing rolling.
Okay, let's do that.
Jackie.
Yeah.
Hi,
hey,
Jackie.
How are you?
Hi, Ron. Hi, Bubba.
How you doing?
We're both very excited
to have you here. We're both very excited to have you here for our very first show for Backwoods Home Magazine.
Well, it's fun to be here.
Now, you're what neck of the woods are you in?
We're in northern Minnesota, about an hour from Canada.
Wow. I bet the weather's cold. I just came home to Iowa this afternoon, and it was freezing when I got off the plane. I can't imagine how cold it is up there right now.
Well, last night we had 25 below.
Oh, 25 below. Wow, that is outrageous.
How do you stay warm at 25 below?
You put another stick of wood on the fire.
I guess there's plenty of time to work on your articles.
Yeah, well, we build our house real warm. It's a log house, and we've got lots of insulation, and, you know, we've got a wood kitchen range and a wood stove in the front room, and we just put some wood in it, and we're toasty.
You know, and that's another book that I've read, and that is very impressive, the house that you guys built. And, you know, I must say that thing looks pretty doggone efficient, and to be able to cook and heat and do all that stuff using the wood around you. So I'm very impressed with that setup.
Well, we started out small and built what we could afford. It took us about 2 years to get it comfortable. You know, I'd work a little bit and buy a window. We put the window in. And, you know, we had double plastic on all the other windows. We spent our first winter with just construction tarps on the roof over the 2x6 lumber. No insulation, no shingles, because I couldn't afford the shingles and the insulation in the sandwich roof. So we waited till spring. I earned a little money over winter, and we put insulation and the sandwich roof on half the house, and then by fall, we did the other half, so we got her all done and had no loan, had no mortgage, and we love it.
Good for you.
Wow. That's impressive. That is really impressive. So I have to ask, how long have you been contributing to Backwoods Home Magazine?
We're working on year 15 now.
15 years.
Youngest son David was a little kid, little cute kid. He was in all the pictures with his potatoes and chickens and whatever. And now he's 21 and drives a big Chevy truck with a Duramax diesel. So it's like, oh my gosh, time flies.
I'm sure it does. So I have to ask you, Jackie, after 15 years of doing this, do you ever get questions that still surprise you?
Every day.
Can you give us an example of one?
Pardon?
I said, can you give us an example of one?
Oh, Lord, no, I can't. I mean, yes. I think the very most surprising question I had was, how do you get the fuzz off of rose hip seeds because they wanted to make jam and preserves and jelly from rose hips. And they wanted to get the fuzz off of the rose hip seeds.
Wow. And how do you get that information? I mean, I was talking to Ron before I brought you on.
You don't take the
fuzz off the seeds.
No, you just boil them all up and then strain the juice off.
Now, when you get these questions, do you have to test some of the things yourself to get answers, or do you have a resource that you use to help get the knowledge, or have you just been doing this so long that you just pretty much have figured it all out?
I'd say that 90% of them I know the answer to, and the other 10%, a lot of it, you know, I'll research it in a book or go online and research it, because obviously there are some questions that I don't have a clue, so I don't want to just blow people off, so I find an answer for them if I possibly can.
You know, I was reading the magazine, I think it's the January, February issue. So the first year for Backwoods Home Magazine this year, or the first
issue, first
magazine for the year. And one of the questions they asked you, and I never thought of this, but to store the eggs and actually freeze them.
Uh huh.
And so we tried that, and it works. I know I shouldn't
say
it.
You don't think she would lie to them, do you?
I promise I would never lie.
I was like, are you kidding? I'm freezing egg? And so I did. I was like, let's try it. And it tasted just the same. I froze the egg, and then we tried it like 3 or 4 days later, and it tasted just fine. So that was fun.
Well, everybody wants to be able to can eggs, but I haven't found a way to do that yet. But, you know, freezing looks wonderful.
Yeah, I didn't taste a difference at all. So I was pretty impressed with that.
So Jackie, how many books do you have out now?
Well, let's see. I've written 10 books. I've got, I've contributed and edited several more, and I've got a series of 4 Western novels that are right now looking for a home with an agent so I can get them to a publisher.
Oh, my God, Western novels? That's incredible. I love reading Western-type novels.
Cool.
If you need somebody to proofread them for you, I'd be happy to sit here over a couple of cold weekends and read them for you.
Unfortunately, they're all proof. My husband does that for me. He's so good.
Okay. Well, you know, call him if he wants to go hunting or do something else, I'd be happy to fill in for him sometimes, including testing the food. I'm always open for good food testing.
Come on up north.
We're not that far away from y'all.
No.
So I have another question for you real quick. It's kind of funny. It's one of these questions I've always wanted to ask someone that actually does as much publishing as you do. What was it like? What was the paradigm shift like for you from going to someone that's kind of learning the lifestyle and doing the stuff yourself to someone that everybody looks to for the answers? I mean, that must be just kind of an unusual position change where, you know, you're looking up and researching and trying to figure out how to do this stuff to all of a sudden you're the expert.
It didn't happen overnight, trust me. You know, I've been living this lifestyle since I was, you know, 19. And, you know, when I was young and starting out, I had my mother, and she canned and gardened. And, you know, she grew up on a farm and ranch, and, you know, they had chickens, they had cattle. So she taught me, my grandmother taught me. So I was learning, I helped can, probably I was a real pain in the butt. But I started helping can peaches when I was 3 years old. I think I ate more than I helped can, though. But, you know, it was nothing new to me when I started out, and I had lots of help if I had questions. And I'm a voracious reader, so I read everything in the world I could find on farming, homesteading, and then Back to the Land movement came, so there was lots out there. And by then I was doing it you know, myself, and I knew what I was doing. Of course, I was still making mistakes, but that's the way life is. And that's what I'm trying to do is by my writing and by the Ask Jackie column, by my blog, I'm trying to help people not make the same mistakes I did.
Well, I think it's fantastic. I mean, I think that how you learned is probably the most common way that it was done in the past. But I find that the youth of today miss that opportunity. Parents are too busy to teach anything, it seems like. Everybody's running around just trying to keep the roof over their heads. And the kids have so many other things to distract them that by the time, and I'm counting myself included here, growing up in the 70s where, you know, my mom worked all the time and everything else, that we miss the opportunity. And then when you finally realize that you want it, then we've got to start from scratch all over. So it's great to have someone like you who is pepping alive out there and is putting the information out. And I love the way you put it in the books and in your acts, Jackie column, because it's so simple. I mean, I hate to get into things and then walk away going with more questions than I have answers, and I never do that with you.
I'm glad to hear that because it's very frustrating to me to try to learn something. And some people have a knack of making the simplest things hard, and I try so hard not to do that, you know, and give people a little encouragement along the way because all of these things are doable. They are basic. They are easy. All you got to do is put one foot in front of the other, and it'll work, you know.
Now, I have a much more serious question. This is probably, well, this is, bottom line, in my opinion, the best magazine out there on the subject. Is Dave Duffy tough to work with?
No.
I think we just got fired, Ron.
Dave, I like to ask the tough questions.
But Dave is, he's wonderful to work for.
Isn't he awesome? Yeah. Every time I've dealt with him, he is just the nicest guy in the world. So I wanted to ask somebody who's been with him for 15 years the tough question. See, that's the tough question. Is he tough to work for? Is he brutal behind the scenes?
No. No, he is not. I
knew he wasn't. Wouldn't I knew
be.
He wasn't.
I wouldn't be. Trust me. I'm an ordinary woman, and if he was hard to work for, he would see the backside of my jeans.
All right.
Yeah. No, he's awesome. I loved it.
The whole Back Home Magazine crew, you know, from the women that answer the phone, the people that ship out magazines and books, you know, everybody that I have talked to and had any dealings with is absolutely wonderful. And they all are involved in the life. You know, it isn't like people, you call them and they know what you're talking about. It isn't like, what?
Yeah, Ron and I actually took the opportunity to go out and go to their office ourselves. And they were very welcoming, every single one of them, always had a smile on their face. And when we, you know, came up with the idea and said, we'd like to do a radio show with you guys, they were excited and said, yeah, let's do this. And I think in today's day and age, people don't go out there and welcome people into their family as easily as Dave and his daughter and the team seem to do. So we definitely appreciate them. And again, like we said, appreciate the magazine.
Well, you know, and another thing is it doesn't hurt that they live right across from the doggone ocean. I mean, it is beautiful. It was a beautiful place up there, up in Gold Beach. I didn't want to leave.
I can believe that. One of these days I'm going to jump on a plane and fly out there. I've never made the trip yet after all these years.
Well, you have to. You just have to. Yeah. Yes.
We'll have to find a way. We'll find a way to get out there and do a live interview from out there because I think that would definitely be very interesting. So, Jackie, can you tell us, I heard a rumor that you're looking at or you've started doing some classes, some actual hands-on classes.
Yeah, we are scheduling our very first On the Homestead workshop. It's going to be a three-day workshop the weekend of the 27th of May. And we're bringing people here. They can tour the homestead and we're going to have real intensive hands-on classes for 3 days. And hopefully, you know, people can learn a whole lot. It's going to be a ton of fun. We're limiting only to 20 people, and we're already half full now. And
wow.
We want everybody to be able to have a personal experience and have all their questions answered and learn a bunch and not be, like, shoved in a corner because there's 100 people here.
Right. Well, sign me up. I'll definitely come up and check that out. I'd love to see the place and actually get my hands in there and see if I can do something without ruining it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you email me at jackie@backwoodshome.com, and I'll send you a flyer. I can attach a flyer and send it to you and give you all the particulars and anybody else that might be listening that might want to try it.
And I think that's great. And what we can do is we'll pass that information. We'll put it up on our Facebook page and put it out there on Twitter and every place else and get the word out there since the spots are filling up very quickly. And we're only talking about – that must be pretty exciting. You're talking 3 months off. Are you excited about doing your first
Yes, paper? We are. We've had a lot of people in the past, a lot of readers and people on the blog. It, you know, just begged us, oh, please do this. You know, we really, really want to come and learn, you know. And being that our place was a new homestead, we just weren't set up yet for doing this kind of thing. But we finally got it kind of under control. We've still got some big projects we're working on, but our basics are pretty much in place. So we felt we could spend the time and, you know, give people what they would like instead of just trying to hurry him through. But we're gonna do one in May, one in the beginning of July, in and on through the summer following the season. So there will always be something new. If somebody wanted to come to every one of them, they'd learn something different at each one.
That's great. What are you doing as the cost of each one of these weekends?
The cost is $400 a person or $350 per person coming together, a couple people come together, a couple sisters, a group, you know, a club, a group, whatever. And
so you give a group discount.
Yeah, there'd be a group discount. And included on that, you know, there'll be an autographed copy of one of my books, whichever one they want, a meal every day, and it's going to be food mostly grown right here on the homestead. And they get the tour, they get classes every day. We're going to run, you know, pretty much 9 to 5, except for lunch, of course. And then we're going to have a weenie roast on Saturday night so people can come and sit around a campfire and toast weenies and marshmallows and visit with all of the other people that come. And I think it's going to be a great thing.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And the price is actually very reasonable for what you get. That much personal time and hands-on, that seems like it's definitely a value. And you're learning things that can help you move along in the lifestyle. And the money you save just from not making the mistakes alone would probably be worth it.
Yeah, I believe it will. I think that, in fact, you know, I'll put myself way out on a limb here and say that a lot of people's lives would be changed coming out here and seeing what we're doing.
Wow,
that you sound like a man from
statement.
Experience.
What's that?
You sound like a man with experience, wanting to go out there and learn before you make the mistake.
That's because my life is just a bunch of mistakes. I just kind of stumble along day by day and let everybody else pick up my mess. Thank God I have a lot of people that like me.
You know she's going to have to charge us extra because nobody else is going to want to go to the class with us because we're going to melt everything up.
So, yeah, that's probably true. So we promise, Jackie, that what we'll do is we'll encourage other people to go, and we won't tell them that we're going to be there. So that way we'll run the other way.
I think we're going to have a whole lot of fun. I'll tell you that much about it, because everyone I've talked to that has signed up already is just really a fun person.
Well, that's good. I mean, and go ahead, Ron.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that I think that you're doing it the right way, which is initially getting started, people will get to know each other, and the people who sign up first are going to be the ones that really want this and will be excited to meet other people and meet new things, so they'll be open-minded. And then I bet you the challenge comes two or three of these classes down the road where people are telling their friends, but there'll be people that are a little less into the lifestyle and want to get to know it. It's because the paradigm will be – I think it'll be an exciting experience for you.
Yeah, I think so too. And, you know, the one thing about this lifestyle is 15 years ago, I was writing the same type of things that I do now, and people were calling me weirdo and some kind of survival nut and all these things, you know. And now I'm reading about the same things that I have written about and the way we live for years, you know, in Better Homes and Gardens and in the local newspaper and, you know, Wall Street Journal. And I'm going, whoa, is this scary? But it's like throwing a little pebble into quiet water and all of a sudden the rings start coming, you know. And people are really, really listening and trying to become more self-reliant, trying to be more prepared. And I just think it's awesome.
Well, Jackie, we agree 100%, and we love the opportunity to have had you on. I wanted to mention a comment that was in our chat room. For those of you guys that are listening online, you can also look at the chat room. And somebody said here that they said they don't have a question, but please let Jackie know that I find her a very practical resource of information. I appreciate that she draws on personal experience, real I-done-it information. So, you know, everybody loves the fact that you are giving real-world information, especially from a standpoint of experience. So, again, it's Jackie@backwoodshome.com if you guys want to contact her.
And reader every issue in Backwoods Home magazine. And we're blessed to be part of this family, and we thank you very much for your time, Jackie, and look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Thank you. I enjoyed being with you.
Thanks,
all right,
Jackie.
Take care. All right,
well,
so we're good to go. Go ahead, Ron. It's time
out,
for us
guys.
To go ahead and get to a break.
I thought we were going to a break, too, but I guess not. So I'm sure a break is coming up about the time I get into something really important. Up next, for those that are listening, we will have Masad Ayoub talking about firearms. I can't wait to talk with this gentleman. So, again, if you guys are interested, you can go to backwoodshome.com and get your subscription there. You can contact Jackie@backwoodshome.com. For those of you guys, again, listening online, we do have a chat room. If you guys have a question for one of our listeners, feel free to post it up in the chat room, and we will ask them the questions. So,
all right, now we have to go to break. So.
You're listening to the Preparedness Radio Network. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor. Looking for power grid independence? The Humless Solar Kit is the answer. Increasing brownouts in the U.S. suggest it's time to get a backup. The problem is gas generators are messy, require maintenance, and oh, gas, which may be scarce in a real emergency. Get the Humless Solar Kit by itself or with a 1,000-watt Humless Sentinel generator. The kit includes a 100-watt solar panel, 20-foot extension cord, LED floodlight, rechargeable flashlights, and more. Become a fan at Humless.com or on Facebook. Discover the taste of the sun. Thousands of preppers have acquired a sun oven to have on hand in the event of an emergency and have been pleasantly surprised by the improved taste of sun-cooked foods. Sun ovens are a preparedness item you can start using today. A sun oven will pay for itself by reducing your utility bills and by keeping your house cooler in the summer. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees Fahrenheit with the power of the sun. Sun ovens are often confused with homemade solar cookers, but they get considerably hotter, cook food faster, and hold temperatures longer. Sun ovens fold up in seconds, carry like a suitcase, and have many innovative features which make them the ultimate solar appliance. For the past 25 years, Sun Ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They are durable and have a long life and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. For a discount coupon, email preppers@sunoven.com. That's preppers@sunoven.com. Thanks for listening to a word from our sponsors. Now, back to the show on the Preparedness Radio Network.
Okay, we're back with BHM Radio. We are the official radio show of Backwoods Home Magazine. You have Colorado Ron and Bubba Da Vinci here, and we're very excited about our next guest. Ron, do you want to do the introduction?
I do, if you don't mind. And before I do that introduction, you know, one of the things we're going to have to deal with here, Bubba, is old Dave here, he's probably going to fire us on a weekly basis because at the last minute before I decided to post this information about the radio show, I decided to give away a prize, which was a one-year subscription to Backwoods Home Magazine, and I didn't ask permission. So I'm sure we're in trouble again, but we're going to live in trouble. So if you guys are listening, stick around to the end. We're going to ask a tough question. The first one to answer it will get a free one-year subscription to Backwoods Home Magazine. Now, for our guest, our next guest is Masad Ayoub, and he is pretty much the firearms expert and posts, does a lot of articles for Backwoods Home Magazine. He's been doing it for years. Also has several books written. And do we have Masad available? Is he there?
Hey.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good to be on the show, fellas. And good to be
Hey,
you
thanks
always,
for coming.
It's my pleasure. Say, it's very exciting. I don't say this very often, but I kind of have a man crush, which I read your book, and my brother-in-law is a deputy sheriff, and we started talking about, I mean, you've been an internationally known firearms and self-defense instructor for a very long time. And he was saying that people actually queue up to get into your classes. And then I started reading your book, and I was just like, wow, this guy's the real deal. So I'm very excited to be talking to you.
Well, it's very kind of you to say so. It was a pleasure for me to listen to Jackie Clay. And I'm delighted that she's teaching now. That's going to be a wonderful resource for a great many people.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Fantastic person.
Okay, so I have to ask a question here. I was reading your article, again, in the January-February issue of Backwoods Home Magazine, about being on the road during troubled times. And so one of the questions I have for you, now I've read a lot of your material, and every picture I see when I go through, you know, I'm a picture guy. I got to look at the pictures, right? But you cheat. Every picture, you have an automatic and you have a revolver. Not every picture, but most of the pictures I see. So here's the tough question. Right off the bat, I'm going to ask it. In a tough situation, which would you go for first, an automatic or a revolver?
Well, if I've seen it coming, my left hand will probably have drifted into the left side pocket for the revolver, and it will already be in my hand while I'm still low profile. If it happened by surprise, tonight my dominant right hand would go for the Glock 31 on the right hip.
Ah.
So basically, if you carry one of each, you're covered. And when I get to the pearly gates, it turns out St. Peter was a fan of Jeff Cooper or Bill Jordan. I'm still covered.
I guess that's a good way to look at it.
Oh, man.
Well,
no, I still have to keep my revolver.
You have to look at the third dimension of what the gun is there for. And the little backup gun that I carry is, you know, it's partly there because the hand can be on it more discreetly. It's partly there if the primary gun breaks or jams or is taken from you. I've documented many times when that's happened to others. None of those has personally, thank God, happened to me yet. What I have had happen multiple times is the feces hit the rotating oscillator. There are two of us there who are capable of dealing with an armed conflict, but only one of us is carrying a gun. Now, if I have to hand them my semi-automatic pistol of the day, maybe I'm carrying a cocked and locked Colt 45, And I've got to hand it to a New York City cop who just retired, and for the 20 to 30 years he was on the job, he was never allowed to carry a gun with a manual safety. I don't have time to tell him what the safety is. Anyone who is competent for me to trust with a firearm in an emergency would know how to shoot a double-action-only revolver and would not get in trouble with it. So for that reason, the backup gun I generally carry, not always but generally, is a small double-action-only Smith & Wesson.
What caliber?
It's chambered for .357 Magnum. It weighs 14 ounces, the model 340 Military and Police. And the recoil is so damn violent that it's no fun for me to shoot. I do this for a living. So I carry it with Speer Gold Dot 135 grain 38 Special Plus P. That load has developed an outstanding track record from New York City Police Department, for whom it was developed, to Chicago PD, to LAPD. And if a bullet needs to go someplace, I know it'll get the job done. I know that I or any competent person I hand it to can control it and deliver the shot.
That's a very good point. That is a very good point. Well, okay, so...
I had a question on the same article, which was, I wasn't familiar with the Federal Air Regulation 10811 that you talk about inside the article. And I found it fascinating because I travel a lot, both overseas and in the United States. And I used to carried in a locked case that I actually turned over separately. And, in researching for this conversation with you, I found it fascinating that I didn't actually have to present my firearm in the locked case as an individual bag, that I could actually let them know, claim it, and have it inside my hard lock case, so it was actually doubly secure. I always hated handing over an obvious gun case over to people in the airport.
Well, I don't blame you. It's safer if you and the luggage get separated. Your ordinary suitcase doesn't scream gun to anybody who's inclined to steal it. And it works out better for all concerned. And that has not changed at all since 9/11.
And you can actually keep your ammo in that same suitcase? Or that was the one thing I didn't understand, which was you have to keep the ammo separate. Can you keep your ammo in the suitcase and the gun in its own case inside the same suitcase?
You can, and I often do. That said, the single most bulletproof protocol is to have the ammunition in a separate hard shell locked suitcase. And the reason is you'll find some of the smaller carriers that you may be connecting with do have the right to have stricter regulations of their own, so long as they're posted and available to any possible flyer. You'll find the occasional small airline, for example, that will have a 7-pound weight limit for ammunition instead of the usual 11-pound. So I try to, in case the flight gets diverted and on an emergency basis, I may have to hop a puddle jumper from A to B and then B to C, instead of the original direct flight that was scheduled with a major airline. I try to keep it to under 7 pounds of ammunition. I'm generally traveling for a period of time anyway, so there's no problem having two suitcases. And ammunition can go in one if that becomes necessary, and the pistol in the other, and it all works out.
When I read the article, I went through it and I said this was a fantastic article to have in Backwoods Home Magazine, because I would bet 90% of the people that travel didn't know that information and were probably a lot like me, which was handing them a locked gun case. And every time you do that, you're taking a chance that you're not going to see that or it's going to be messed with.
Yeah, true story.
And so
true
that's...
story.
Now, you also train carry and conceal classes, is that correct?
I do. I don't call it a concealed carry class per se. That's encompassed in it. The first level class is on the rules of engagement for the private citizen who carries a weapon, although we get a lot of cops into those. I do separate classes on a contract basis for law enforcement.
Have you found over the last couple years that not only is the number of people that are applying for it increased, but I seem to see more more officers encourage people to go get properly certified and carry than in the past. In the past, it always seemed to be discouraged, and now every place I go, people are saying, well, if you're going to carry, go learn and carry and get your license.
Well, we're certainly seeing an increase in concealed carry around the country. 25 years ago, there were 7 states where there was no provision for the ordinary citizen to carry a loaded concealed weapon in public to protect himself or their family. Now we're down to 1, Illinois. Illinois darn near got it last year, and the State Sheriff's Association actually came out in favor of concealed carry. So the times are changing, the tempo is changing. The recent Gallup poll indicates that the lowest percentage of American citizens ever favor banning handguns. We have had banner years of handgun production and handgun sales, notably last Christmas season. And it appears that, by and large, Americans are recognizing their heritage. They are recognizing the reality of self-reliance that lies at the whole core of the Backwoods Home Magazine concept. And by and large, it's a good thing. We're still having problems, jurisdictions like New York City, where I would advise any of the listeners, read the New York Penal Codes very, very carefully before you bring a firearm into the state. They do not recognize, particularly in New York City, but also in some of the other New York airports, the right of the private citizen under the Firearms Owners Protection Act to travel with an unloaded firearm, you know, as they're going through the state. It has to be an uninterrupted journey, and there is also some wording that you have to be there for a, you know, something related to hunting, a firearms training course, certain very limited approved activities. So New York is not a good place for the private citizen to be traveling with a firearm. Neither is particularly New Jersey, nor the District of Columbia. That said, we have more states than ever that accept reciprocity on other states' carry permits. And your listeners for that can go to an outstanding resource, handgunlaw.us. Which literally weekly keeps up with what states' attorney generals have signed the pact with the other states' attorney general to recognize the other states' concealed carry permit. We have legislation, H.R. 822, in Congress right now, which has passed the House of Representatives, that would create national concealed carry reciprocity. So, by and large, we are winning this fight for this particular civil right far, far more than we are losing it.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Here in Iowa, they've just opened up the abilities for people to go ahead and get their concealed and carry and have started to do the reciprocity with other states. And I'll tell you what, during Christmas, you saw it in the local stores where people were actually going out there and buying their first handgun. And I was coming from Texas, where we've always had a very liberal handgun law. You know, seeing it finally come up here was very exciting for me.
I was very pleased to see Iowa go from the old policy of the issuing authority may issue to the current legislation, which I consider reform legislation, that says shall issue. You had some counties where the sheriffs were very open. It was like getting a carry permit in Texas or Florida. And you had some where that was not the case. This levels the playing field. And what we've seen over the years, not to pick on any particular sheriff's department in Iowa or anywhere else, but over the years, the may issue policy in many parts of America had evolved into what it meant was, we'll give you the permit if you're white, male, rich, and politically connected. The reason I call shall issue reform legislation is it reached out to those in the, you know, the lower rungs of the economic ladder who need this kind of protection far more than the multimillionaire who gets the permit in New York. And it's redundant to the fact that, you know, he already has his hired bodyguards carrying guns for him. So the shell issue permit thing has been absolutely a victory of American civil rights, in my opinion.
What I've noticed is, like you said, a lot of people are, it's opening up. I've gotten a lot of questions from friends and family that have never owned guns before that are looking to purchase guns and looking to get their concealed carry. And then I noticed that you have a lot of books that you've written. Where should I send somebody as far as, what book should they start with? Where do they even start?
Of my books, of the 15 or so,
yeah.
I would recommend first, for the person who hasn't yet made a decision to carry a gun, I'd recommend The Truth About Self-Protection, which encompasses, a broad spectrum of crime prevention and personal protection, but also goes into the philosophy of the armed citizen. For the person who has made the decision to keep or carry a gun, I'd recommend In the Gravest Extreme, subtitled The Role of the Firearm in Personal Protection. I geared that to be a good core grounding in what are the laws that encompass the use of deadly force in protection of oneself or others. And both of those books, Truth About Self-Protection and In the Gravest Extreme, are available from Police Bookshelf or through Amazon. For the person who is already licensed to carry or is considering getting their concealed carry permit, I'd recommend Gun Digest Book of Concealed Carry, and that's available from FW Publications and also, of course, through Amazon, and generally can be found at a Barnes & Noble as well.
And I also believe that those are they can be purchased through Backlit Home Magazine's book section. Is that correct?
Yes, and Dave Duffy is going to flog me with a homemade backwoods whip for not mentioning that. But I think you're absolutely right.
But that's why we're here, is to make sure we save you.
Oh, I thought my girlfriend was the one who was here to make sure I was flogged, but you're here. Okay, I've got it.
Well, when we were up there, I did sneak out a couple of your books, and one of them was in the Gravest Extreme. So that's a great book, and if you recommend that one as a start, I will too, because I was very impressed with that book and learned quite a bit.
Yeah, I think we should put that one up on our Facebook page and Twitter that one out.
So.
That was the one that I was also got started in, and I was saying that I was researching when we got started, and I thought it was fantastic.
Are you admitting you stole it from Dave too?
No, I didn't steal it. I actually stole it from you, and then you went back and got another copy. So you stole two copies, actually.
Dang it. I hope Dave's not listening. Sorry, Dave.
Actually, I'm just glad you've just deflected his anger from me to you.
See, that's our job. There we go. We took the bullet for you.
Damn sporting of you.
Yeah, there you go. Well, hey, today was an introduction show for us, and we wanted to get you on here, you and Jackie, because we have read your articles, and we thought you guys were great. And we'd like to invite you to come back week after next and maybe do a full show with us and sit down and really get down to some nitty-gritty questions on things that happen in different states and some of the policies are being looked at with the presidential election coming up.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Shoot me an email. We'll check and see what the schedule is, and if I can possibly do it, I'd love to.
Wonderful. Would you like to tell anybody about any of your websites or anything else before we go ahead and cut the commercial break so they can go ahead and get more information about you?
Sure. For Police Bookshelf, that would be ayoob.com, ayoob.com. For the training side, I teach now through Massad Ayoob Group, and that would be MASSADAYOOB.com.
No, that's training.
Mag. I just realized that's Mag.
It is a useful acronym.
Yeah, great acronym. I'm sorry, Ron. Go ahead. Continue.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the training?
Well, sure. We operate around the country. I guess at least one of you is from Iowa. We'll be doing one this year in Cedar Rapids. We're hosted there by Ernie Trow at Cedar Rapids Outfitters. But we do it basically coast to coast. The programs, by and large, are geared for the private citizen. We have a two-day, 20-hour immersion course that's classroom only for the person who already knows how to shoot but is looking for the rules of engagement of when to shoot. Probably our most popular course is the MAG 40. That's a 40-hour program, and that one encompasses the previous topic plus tactical shooting, 500 rounds live fire, everything from, you know, shooting from the assorted positions to quick draw from concealment to how to take people at gunpoint and things of that nature.
Do you have a hard time finding facilities that for training? I mean, because I would assume these classes fill up pretty large quickly.
They fill up pretty good. We, you know, they're generally full. We are seeing in some parts of the country, particularly California, the urban encroachment is shutting down shooting range after shooting range. The classroom portions, of course, we can do in a hotel conference room anywhere. But
our town is, I live in a very little town in southern Iowa.
Oh,
and
you're being modest. That thing is dinky.
Okay. Yeah, it's we count the chickens. We count the chickens and the rabbits when we do our populace. But they're actually putting in a range here because shooting has become such a large sport here, and people really want to take the time and learn to shoot properly. That it was voted in to put in a shooting range here.
I
found that very encouraging.
Yes, so do I.
Makes a big difference. California's definitely.
Oh, well, there's our tune. So, well, hey, I really appreciate your time there, Masad. I thank you very much for being on our very first Backwoods Home Magazine radio show. It was a pleasure talking with you, and I really appreciate you taking the time to come and spend your Friday night with us.
Oh, I appreciate your having me, and it's an honor to be part of the inaugural show. I wish you all the very best of luck.
Thank you. Hopefully we can talk with you again next week. Take care.
Take care, guys.
All right, we'll see you. Okay. All right, here's the giveaway, guys. Okay, so if you guys are listening in the chat room, what we want is this is the answer. Now, every business, Backwoods Home Magazine has been around for years, but every business has a tagline. Backwoods Home Magazine has a tagline that's on every issue of their magazine. What is that tagline?
I know what it is.
First person to answer it, besides Bubba, first person to answer it wins a one-year subscription. So go ahead and post it up in the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page. If you know the answer, or you can call in at 347-326-9604, either one of those. And the first one that answers that question, what is the tagline for Backwoods Home Magazine, will win a free one-year subscription. And it's really easy, folks. All you got to do is go to their website. You can go to their website, and it's right there. But I'm not going to give you the website because that's too easy. That's cheap.
While we're waiting for someone to pop up, let's kind of talk about what's going to happen next weekend reoccurring on Backwoods Home Magazine.
Okay.
So how we're going to be doing this is Colorado Ron and I will be on every single week, Friday at 8 o'clock with you, but we'll be alternating shows. Next week will be Self-Reliance Exposed, and it will be Colorado Ron and I talking about our personal experiences as we're on the road to self-reliance. Looks like it's time for us to take a break here.
Yeah.
There?
I think that's our few-minute warning is what that
oh,
is.
Oh, is that what it was? All right.
Please.
Inaugural show. We have the ability to make mistakes, especially me. So anyway, what we'll be doing is we'll be talking about different things that we've tried. Each week we'll pick a couple of topics, and then we will give our experiences. Colorado Ron is in Colorado, and he will be doing things in an urban setting. I live in Iowa now, and I'm in a rural setting. So we wanted to be able to cover the full spectrum for you folks and let you know what it's like for us to kind of do this stuff.
1 minute.
Okay.
Done.
Okay. Apparently we're done.
All right.
Well, my clock says that we have a few minutes left, but I guess we can go ahead and sign off. So we hope you enjoyed the show, folks. It was our first one, and we'll have hopefully many, many more. So from Bubba Da Vinci and Colorado Ron and Backwoods Home, goodbye.
You've been listening to BHM Radio, the official show for Backwoods Home Magazine on the Preparedness Radio Network. Tune in every other week at this time to get more information on the articles you love. Questions or comments for the hosts? Email them at coloradoron@gmail.com. Until next time, remember, preparedness saves lives. If an unexpected national emergency struck, would you have enough seeds on hand to weather the storm? If you answered no, then GoBerkey.com should be your next stop. The Emergency Seed Bank is 100% non-hybrid and 100% non-GMO. Here's what you get. 37,000 seeds, 1.4 pounds of non-hybrid seeds and heirloom vegetables sealed in an airtight military-grade seed vault. These seeds are hard to find because they are grown by small, independent farmers, not huge corporate seed companies. And shipping is free. Among other seeds, you'll receive beans, onion, cucumber, jalapeno, spinach, lettuce, watermelon, and many, many more. Visit us on the web at GoBerkey.com to see the complete list. It is amazing. That's GoBerkey.com. Our number is 1-877-886-3653. Don't be caught unprepared. Get your Berkey Seed Bank today online at GoBerkey.com.
Want to reduce your dependence on the electrical grid? Trying to save money on groceries? Preparing for a major power outage? We can help. Layman's is your source for everything you need for heat, food, light, and water when there is no power. Glenda Lehman Irvin here for Layman's in Kidron, Ohio. My father, Jay Lehman, founded our store in 1955 to serve the local Amish with non-electric appliances, tools, and houseware items. Today, through our website, laymans.com, a print catalog, and a retail store, we provide oil lamps, water pumps, wood stoves, canning supplies, and hand tools to customers all over the world. If you think it isn't made anymore, check with Lehman's before you give up. Visit laymans.com or call us at 1-877-438-5436 for a free catalog, or just stop by. We're located about an hour south of Cleveland.
You've been listening to the Preparedness Radio Network, offering helpful and timely tips on preparing for natural and man-made disasters, timely and useful tips on gardening and homesteading. Check us out online at BePreparedRadio.com. Until next time, remember, preparedness saves lives. This is the Preparedness Radio Network.